Expectations of self and others. Why am I so worried? As your child gets close to the end of treatment, you may have many mixed feelings. Over the past few months or years, you've dealt with the shock of diagnosis, the reality of treatment, and the uncertainty of your child's future. You've also changed your life to fit in clinic visits, treatment plans, and trips to the hospital. You've probably formed relationships with the healthcare professionals who have cared for your child. Things that may have been very strange and disruptive at first become everyday happenings. So now, while your loved ones are celebrating the end of this long ordeal, you may be finding it hard to express the way you're feeling. Others see the end of treatment as a time for celebration. So why are you feeling so anxious, scared, and unsure? Active treatment may seem like protection against cancer. How can you know it's safe to stop? Can you be sure the cancer is all gone? You may be afraid the cancer will come back if your child stops treatment. These are all quite normal feelings and concerns and may increase before follow-ups or when your child is unwell. However, you might need to develop some strategies to manage this if it becomes overwhelming. Telling your cancer care team about your concerns is the first step to understanding and getting control over your feelings. The team can give you the reassurance you need. They are there to help you and your family get through this time too. Even though your child is no longer getting active treatment, they still will be closely watched and regular follow-up visits and testing will be done. Parents who had become comfortable with life during treatment may find routine follow-up visits may lead to even higher levels of anxiety. Social support is very important. Talking to other parents who already have been through this can be comforting. As time passes, most parents find that their fear becomes less intense, and although it never completely goes away, it becomes easier to live with.